people who have autoimmune disease have to figure out how to live with their condition. There are periods of time when they feel great. There are periods of time when they feel crudgy. There are periods of time they're on therapy. There are periods of time they're off therapy. And really, there are a number of potential coping strategies. What advice in general do you give them?
Well, there's a number of behaviors that patients can engage in to help cope with their disease, and these are collectively referred to as self-management strategies. And in the area of autoimmune disease, what's been studied and shown to be effective at helping patients cope with their illness are engaging in 8 specific types of behaviors, and these are related to keeping your medical appointments, to monitoring your symptoms and side effects from your medications, or reporting those to doctors if you have issues. It's proper diet, engaging in exercise to the extent that you can, avoiding infections, and taking your medications as prescribed. So engaging in all of those behaviors can help people manage their disease in different times, especially if you're experiencing an exacerbation.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of work. So let's take one of these at a time.
Okay.
Keeping appointments. That can be hard, though. If you don't feel well, you could say, boy, it's hard for me to get to my appointment. And if you feel very well, you may say, why should I bother going? I feel great.
It's really important to check in with your physician regularly to make sure you're on track with an autoimmune condition, because they monitor things when you're feeling well and also when you're not feeling well. And if you have issues keeping appointments, there's appointment reminding apps available to help you remember if you have issues forgetting. But it is really important to check in even when you're not feeling well with your provider.
I think it's also an important point to check in when you're feeling well. So as a physician, I can tell you that it's nice to see people when they feel well, because when they feel slightly unwell, there's a point of comparison. I have seen you when you're well, and now I understand you've deviated somewhat from that sense of wellness. So making sure you keep in contact at times of wellness and times of illness is important.
Right. And you can detect things earlier when they're just starting to get a little, when there's a little bit of a deviation from normal. And so you can catch things earlier and hopefully prevent exacerbation. So that's another important component of keeping appointments.
Then another part of that group of 8 had to do with medications, and there are several component parts of that. Let's go through the taking medications and how you remember to take them, especially if you have to take more than one a day.
So a lot of people will set up a routine where they take their medications or have them somewhere where they can see them on a regular basis. And that's what we call a cue to action. So if you have your medications where you can visibly see them, they're by your toothpaste when you brush your teeth in the morning, or they're by your breakfast cereal if you eat breakfast in the morning, those types of things can help you remember. If you're on a more complex regimen, then there's apps available that can send you reminders every time that you're supposed to take your medication. So if you have problems remembering, those are really great, and they're available for free. There's lots of them available in Google Play and the App Store. So I would encourage you to check those out if you're having problems remembering.
What happens if you're not facile with a smartphone and you can't have an app? What other sort of strategies can you use to remember to take your meds?
There's pill boxes that are available that have the days of the week, so Monday through Sunday. So you can set up your pill regimen that way. You could have a calendar where you check off the different times that you take your medication. So it's definitely something you can do with pen and paper as well.
Those pill boxes are really pretty helpful, because you can lay out a week's worth of medicines, and a loved one can lay out the week's worth of medicines as well. And you know then if you have missed one or two or three doses, which may not be great.
Right. And it's important to document when you miss doses, too.
So keeping appointments, taking medicine. Let's talk a little bit about exercise. Exercise is important for general well-being. What advice do you give to folks who may not be feeling great with respect to how much exercise they should have?
I think to set small, achievable goals in relation to exercise. So my mother has multiple sclerosis and she becomes fatigued very easily. And so we set small, achievable goals like go ahead and lift your legs for a minute each day. You know, see what you can do, move your arms around as much as possible in a given day, because when you're feeling fatigued and you don't have the energy, then the tendency is to do nothing, but it's still important to keep your muscles moving. So anything that you can do, if you're feeling better, you can set 5-minute intervals. And then if you're able to build up your resiliency for exercise, you can go ahead and keep increasing those over time. But if you set goals for yourself that are, I'm going to run a marathon or I'm going to exercise for an hour, and you don't achieve those, then you can end up feeling bad about not achieving your goal, whereas it's just a little bit of exercise can help.
I've suggested to patients that, for example, if they're walking, to purposefully walk 2.5 minutes one direction and come back 2.5 minutes back, and to try to do that every day until they feel comfortable, and then to increase the time to 5 minutes out one direction and 5 minutes back, and move up so that eventually over the course of time people are walking 20 to 25 minutes one direction and then back. Every time I suggest that to folks, they tell me, oh, I'm sure I can do that. But just doing it every day, a little bit at a time, with very tiny increments of how much work somebody's doing, turns out to be really a useful strategy.
It is. And there's ways that you can build it into your day. So if you're going to go grocery shopping or have to go to the bank or run an errand, you could park a little further away than the closest space, and you can use that to build exercise into your day too.
How do you counsel somebody who is really feeling crudgy to incorporate exercise into a day when just everything doesn't feel well?
Well, I think it's okay if you're having an absolutely horrible day to take a day off, to give yourself that break. But also, a lot of people will say that they feel better. Even if they were feeling worse, they feel better after moving around a little bit. So, you know, it's worth trying, even if you're having an absolutely horrible day, just to move around a little bit and get the fluids moving in your body, get the muscles moving, and see if that does make you feel a little better.
It's interesting, though, that patients tell you that they can be incredibly tired. It's impossible to exercise through that. You know, one just has to go lie down and take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've talked a little bit about keeping appointments, taking medication, exercise. What other thoughts do you have about adjusting activities?
So that's really important to listen to your body when you have an autoimmune condition and understand when you're going through periods of fatigue and if you're starting to feel ill, to go ahead and back off a little bit and give yourself a little rest. I think it's also really important for your provider to document your symptoms that you're having. And so documenting those on a calendar, keeping track of them, because you may notice patterns and when you're experiencing symptoms, and you can take down small notes on what you were exposed to or what you were doing that day. And you may be able to figure out, oh, this is something that seems to be triggering some of my fatigue. And then you can avoid that behavior in the future or situation.
Writing down what you're feeling on a regular basis is very important. And then to bring that diary in, especially if you have figured out a pattern, there's no question about it. Sometimes one forgets that there are periods of time when one feels well, and then there are periods of time when one feels well and you can't remember when the last time you were ill. That's all important to say, hey, I felt great this month. Next month I may not, but right now I'm feeling great.
Right.
Writing it down is a good plan. And many times patients don't think that some symptoms that they're having have anything to do with their autoimmune disease, but they really may be, and it's important to have a list or a diary of all those kinds of symptoms that one has.